producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I had Ja'Kari Jackson on yesterday from Philadelphia, and he said, you know, have you heard? The Pope said that Christ failed at the cross. And I believe Ja'Kari. He never got so Christian, so professional, so nice. It's like Clark Kent or something, a black Clark Kent. And I said, the Pope said that Christ fell on the cross. Really, Ja'Kari, during a break? He goes, yeah, he did. You can find the clip. And we went and found it. But I still just can't believe it, because it's just so ridiculously the attack on Christendom itself. I mean, if I had to think of one thing someone who's anti-Christian would do, it would be attack Christ and the cross. And I got to tell you, a few things scare me, but a man as powerful as the Pope with a billion-plus followers, to actually see it, it's so devilish it actually shakes me to my core. I want to go to Will, Nick, Dan, Jim, and Sherry in that order. I don't like to admit things shake me, but I'm actually shaken by this Pope. Mr. Zagami.
It is really apocalyptic, the scenario we are living. And in fact, it's very symbolical, actually, that Obama, maybe the only true thing he said today at the United Nations, was that ISIS is an apocalyptic cult, because these groups are made to create the more chaos possible, to foment evil, destruction, so something will come out of it, because they are trying, by doing this, to hush up the Antichrist and the coming back of Jesus. This is at least what it seems from what they're doing, and also from what a lot of researchers have been saying. Today, and in the last few days, we have this particular conjunction of planets. A lot of people have been talking about it, the blood moon, the red moon. A lot of people have said, why is the occult elite doing all this with this particular conjunction? Well, the elite follows always astronomy. We were talking the other time with you, Alex, about the Jesuits and astronomy. They are not looking to astronomy, the Jesuits, in their observatories to see some alien creature arriving with his, a machine or whatever. They are actually identifying the planets, the stars, so they know when the right conjunctions are in place, they can hush up things in a certain way. This is what they really do. With astronomy.
I want to talk more about that after calls, because exactly, I don't believe in it, you don't believe in it, they do. That's why it's important. Let's go to Will in Rhode Island. You're on the air with Leo Zagami. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is for both of you gentlemen. I was just curious, at what point do you think that the Vatican and Christianity became corrupted? Was it during the Middle Ages, Constantine? Or do you guys think that Christianity, with some of the contradictions in the New Testament and the fact that the Gospels were written maybe hundreds of years after, is just a concoction to kind of mislead us like the government?
Well, Christ existed. The Romans and Jewish historians wrote about him. There's different perspectives in the three Gospels inspired by God. And Christ said there's going to be a lot of people trying to deceive you, so, you know, go with your spirit and work through that. But I think whether it's the Orthodox Church or the Catholic Church, there's been good, there's been bad, because we're humans. It's been a manifestation, and it's a larger part of God's plan. I don't think we can fully understand it. Leo?
Well, the Vatican has had problems since the beginning. In fact, it was actually Saint Benedict who walked away from Rome, escaped here in the mountains where I'm transmitting from, so he could found what became monasticism, because he founded his first monastery to escape the corruption in Rome. And this was basically a long time ago. I mean, we're talking about 400...
Look where they built the Vatican. Explain that to people. It's built on a serious cultic site.
Sure, what they did basically, they just picked up the religion that preceded Christianity and they absorbed them in one great cult. That's why they're so powerful. But at the same time, the people who put together this whole machine that became known after as the Vatican, and even Constantine, who gave birth to Christianity, knew that these underground pagan cults, some of the most evil ones, dedicated to gods that were really from ancient times, like the modern Christians call Satan or Lucifer.
Stay there.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Leo Zagami is our guest. After he leaves us at the bottom of the hour, I'll get into all the other incredibly important world news, economic news, political news, science news. It's amazing. I haven't gotten to but about half of it yet. We're going to go to Nick, Dan, Jim, Sherry, Robert, and others now that the phone lines are up and working here in just a moment. Leo Zagami's book is available in English. You can find it on Amazon, you name it, The Last Pope, Leo Zagami. He's written 11 other books as well. And he has accurately predicted exactly what would happen. That they would have the Pope resign, that they would put a Jesuit in. They never had a Pope resign. And this was a takeover. And he lives right there in Italy. He's been working inside the Vatican for decades. He's been part of secret societies that are within the Vatican. And it's just unprecedented. This is the big sign that world government's coming in. Last night I went out with friends downtown to a pool by some condos to barbecue and see the blood moon. There was too many clouds to really see it. But I've seen one of the others this year. It's pretty spectacular. A full eclipse of the moon. Yeah, 5 in 1 year. Won't even see another one until 2033. But waiting for it to happen, I had folks out there who I didn't know at the pool arguing with me saying, no, it's Jewish mysticism. It's the, you know, maybe the end of the world, the start of the tribulation. I had folks on the elevator arguing with me. And of course, I have the news blaming me saying I said the blood moons were the end of the world and the Shemitah. I never said any of that. Just like I never said Jade Helm was the end of America or gun confiscations. It was further conditioning, like TSA on the streets. But this is how they lie and misrepresent. But I got to tell you, I've been on air 20 years. I've never seen the media lie like they lie now. I mean, they will really lie. They'll get up on the news and say, everyone loves the Pope. He's not political. People shouldn't criticize him. Just lockstep both parties. When the truth is, most Catholics I talk to are horrified. Are horrified. But now is it okay to say Christ's failure on the cross? Now is that okay? I want to go back to your calls with Mr. Zagami. Nick in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Leo. I was wanting to know your thoughts on the question, did the Roman Empire never fall and just became the Vatican? Thanks.
I think I partly answered this question before because definitely it is, like the listener said, a continuation of the Roman Empire that then became the Sacred Roman Empire. But in any case, the Vatican has kept that core of knowledge that was there since the ancient times, since the times even Julius Caesar got together with Cleopatra. I mean, Rome has this occult knowledge, and the Jesuits make it really clear. I wrote an article about it for InfoWars called describing Jesuitenberg, this cave near the city of Maastricht, built by Jesuits, which basically include a variety of gods from all the traditions, worshipped by the Jesuits in their spare time. It took 100 years to build these caves, and what is inside there is much more astonishing than any lodge you can find around the world. I mean, it's incredible. The imagery, the detail, and everything was done by the Jesuits who conducted until 1960 rituals in these caves, and now it's possible to visit them if you book.
Sure, let me try to answer that question for Nick. After the official fall of Rome and the final sacking in 410 by the Visigoth chieftain Alaric, Rome then switched, because it had been the Eastern and Western Empire, switched totally to Constantinople, which is now Istanbul today, in Turkey, and the church gave its allegiance and vice versa to the Byzantines. In 800, with the crowning of Charlemagne by the Pope, and the ancient Roman term Europa, or the goddess Europa, then Rome gave its power to Europa, or Europe, and that's the switch, and then the rebirth, truly, of the Roman Empire under the Holy Roman Empire. Correct, Leo Zagami?
Correct, that we go into the 1950s and we arrive basically to the Treaty of Rome and to the modern European Union. That is an emanation of this sacred Roman Empire.
Which is a project of the Catholic Church post-World War II.
And this project wants to amplify itself, of course, taking over also the U.S., the rest of the world, in this one-world government. That,
and since you've been in the what you call the light side of the Illuminati, in the Vatican, which there's all these Illuminati systems around the world, but you're confirmed in that, the photos, the admissions. I mean, they admit that you've been part of their group as a family ties. You believe it was for good, for the light. You found it was bad, went public, so people can't judge you. There is supposedly the whole Rosicrucian, Merovingian, secret Atlantis breeding programs of the Masons and George Washington and all the rest of them to get over here and to get away from the Vatican that they believe had corrupted the ultimate gain to empower humanity, and that they were the real Illuminati led by Thomas Jefferson, who then, of course, helped engineer the French Revolution and all that mass murder, but he then turned against it and said it was wrong. Washington fought it from the beginning. So what about the New Atlantis versus Rome? Hasn't the New Atlantis, America, and the goddess Columbia, hasn't that been at odds with the Vatican and Europa, two different cults, or is it really the same cult?
Well, as you know, the Jesuits came around more or less 500 years ago with Ignazio Loyola, and their whole reason to be the Jesuits was to actually infiltrate the growing dissent for the Catholic Church, what became known as Protestantism. All those people who thought they were rebelling, in the end, they would be infiltrated. And one thing about the Jesuits, they don't infiltrate a cult, a religion, to deactivate it. They simply take it over. And so they take over maybe the Christian evangelical church as they take over the satanic one. For them, the important thing is to take over every single human creed.
That's right. But separately, a lot of Protestants don't know that the Rosicrucians and other people were deeply behind creating the whole Protestant movement. And it looks like there was a battle against the Catholic Church at one point, which they would say was evil. And then the Jesuits didn't go try to defeat that to save the Catholic Church. They actually took it over and then took over the Catholic Church and now want to control both wings of the system.
They also infiltrated the Rosicrucians. The Rosicrucians were actually good at one point when some of them also devised, based on the New Atlantis of Sir Francis Bacon, the idea also that came into life with 1776 with the foundation of the United States of America, this idea of freedom from the other side,
Exactly, but George Washington smelled it out, double-crossed the Illuminati, and that's why America got, at least for about 100 years, its shot.
Yeah, and the chaos was, of course, created the moment you rebel to this system. But they are always in the midst, you see, and they manage the Rosicrucian tradition. At one point, Elias Ashmore, who was in the 16th, one of the maximum representatives, he said that these Rosicrucians were getting infiltrated by witch doctors, by witchcraft. And this witchcraft came from the Jesuits, you know. They went basically to those true Christian mystics that wanted something that brought them closer to God and offered them instead a diabolical creed that could bring them immediate
sure, exactly. The original Rosicrucians undoubtedly really were about human empowerment, the opposite of Satanism or Luciferianism, and that's why they had to be taken over. And then what we think of as Rosicrucians today is just Satanism.
Yes, because the Rosicrucian Manifesto that was basically published in the 1620s by this guy Colander was actually completely opposed to the Vatican and attacked very harshly the Vatican. And these manifestos were actually put in various cities in Northern Europe, creating a lot of interest towards this new. Actually, the Rosicrucian claimed to be very old tradition. The Rosicrucian claimed to basically be those original high priests that were rebelling to this system that was taken over by the Vatican.
Nick, do you have anything else you'd like to add listening on 1600 AM?
Thanks. I've heard stuff about the Council of Nicaea, or how you pronounce that word. A lot of Christianity was changed, it was possible that Jesus Christ himself was a vegan, and the Roman Empire, whatever you want to call it, changed a lot of Christianity's pure teachings into something totally different to fit their doctrine. So what are y'all's thoughts?
Well, they found a lot of the ancient scrolls from the scribes, and the King James pretty much matches up from what I've seen, but some whole books that they didn't agree with did get disappeared. I don't think the text itself has been manipulated that much, but their whole books that disappeared. Liam?
Yes. Yeah, they decided to destroy approximately 500 books that talked about the life of Jesus because it didn't fit with the system. Of course, if the book was showing a Jesus that was rebellious to society, was somebody who could challenge the empire or in a way that they disliked, or maybe was teaching some secret knowledge that they didn't want to give to the public, they just took this book away. I mean, definitely there has been at least officially a few, but maybe many more books that were completely destroyed at that time. And remember that for hundreds of years, only the people from the church were capable of reading these books, because the majority of people in society were not capable of reading. So only the aristocrats and the church have this knowledge.
And now they're bringing us back to that today, the complete dumbing down. Thank you, Nick. Great questions. We're skipping this network break. Only this one. Dan in Illinois, you're on the air. Okay, we'll come back. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, this is Bible Dan with his Bible in his hand. And I ran into Jakarta Jackson and Paul Joseph Watson at the Washington train station in disguise. So I'm letting you know that the video I'm going to post of me.
All right, hold on. Paul Joseph Watson is in England, so that's not true. You mean David Knight and Jakarta Jackson?
Yeah, David Knight. David Knight, the guy with the beard, mustache.
Sure. If you got a serious question, go ahead and go to it, sir.
All right. I got two. What is the Pope talking about saying that government officials can oppose gay licenses? He just said essentially Kim Davis was right to deny gay license to gays. And then my second question, the Da Vinci Code. Essentially, Constantine knew that the church, Christianity, was going to take over. So what he did was he created the office of Pope, but the Pope is really the emperor. Is that correct?
I appreciate your call, Dan. Let me go to Leo Zagami to try to answer that. First off, I just want to say this. Looking at this, and I'm not trying to give this Pope a pass, but I don't want to be sitting here judging people being nasty, which I have been because I'm so threatened by all this, and it's just so obviously over the top. Is the media cherry-picking what the Pope says? I'm trying to read more of what he says, because he will say, hey, gay marriage hurts the family. Hey, people have a right to conscience to say no. Hey, radical Islam is doing some bad stuff. Hey, the family's important. But then it seems like he says these horrible things, too, that the media picks up and magnifies. So he is saying these bad things. Then I find out he says some good things as well, but then that stuff doesn't get picked up. So it is very Jewitical. I guess that's what the Jesuits do, is they talk out of both sides of their mouth. Or what's going on, Leo Zagami? And then his whole question about Constantine.
Well, he just gives a little bone here and there, you know, to satisfy the conservatives and the growing dissent that is in the church. I mean, this morning the newspapers in Italy were talking about the fact that the Pope has not said anything about the gay marriages in the U.S. and that he hasn't opposed anything. And actually, the way of this Pope is basically, oh, well, let's see what we agree on and not what we disagree on. And we should just not point so much on the complex doctrine, but on the beauty of Jesus. And that's it. When he says that, then he can say anything. And people believe him.
Then he says that Jesus failed. He said Jesus was a failure.
Yeah, well, he says Jesus is a failure when he does, you know, when he wants. But then when it suits him, he says instead that we shouldn't look at the complex doctrine, but just at the beauty of Jesus. So Jesus is just this beautiful thing that, I don't know, it's not anymore, it doesn't have any more the value.
Well, for folks who don't know, in the real satanic masses that they've had for over 1,000 years, they talk about Christ broken, defeated, failing at the cross, dead. I mean, when I saw him, the look in his eyes when he said that, I got chills. I mean, it was, he's not stupid, he knows exactly what that was, and that was hardcore.
Sure, and you know, you mentioned Castel Gandolf, and that's the place near there where they actually do the satanic masses with all these priests, the satanic sects, they all gather in this forest, and maybe one day, if we are lucky enough, Alex, we can spot them as you did with the Bohemian Grove. And of course, if we are caught by these people, I think that we will really end up badly. There will be no coming back, because there is actually Catholic priest that celebrates satanic masses, and this is not us saying it, is Padre Amort, who is the chief exorcist of the Vatican. He has clearly stated that there is satanic sects operating in the Vatican. So I mean, if the chief exorcist of the Vatican says this, why can't we say that?
I hear you. Unbelievable. Jim in Montana, you're on the air with Leo Zagami. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Say, I'm a preacher evangelist, and I'm 62 years old. And I was born and raised a Catholic, baptized at birth, and I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, a huge Catholic church. Catholic grade school and high school educated.
I understand. You were Catholic. Go ahead.
Yes, and I'm also a preacher evangelist. Now, what I'm wondering is, what happened to the name above all names, which is Adonai Yeshua Messiah? Yeshua is his name. Now, why are we using this name, Jesus, and why is the Catholic Church involved in pushing this garbage my entire life? I don't understand what's going on.
No, I hear you, and God bless you. You know, my feeling on this, and I'm not saying you're being a Pharisee. I understand your frustration. Languages change. Things happen. The name Jesus is different in different languages. We all know who we're talking about. I don't think God hates us if we get it wrong. You're right. Yeshua, the name of God, you can say Jehovah, I am that I am. We all know who we're talking about. We all know the fruits of that God. We know the fruits of the devil. And the New World Order brings us bad fruit. God brings us prosperity. But the paradox is we get so much prosperity as Christians, we then become degenerate and decadent. I don't know how we transcend that paradox that God blesses us so much, Leo.
God blesses us and at the same time is testing us every day. And of course, having a pope like this is testing all of the of everybody who thinks of himself as a Christian. Because after saying certain things, you can't really say that this pope is actually a Christian. It's interesting that we are going through that passage these days. A lot of people are mentioning that passage from the Bible in Acts 2:20 and Revelation 6:12. 12, which mentions this moon that becomes of blood in this particular period of time in which a great earthquake that could have been, of course, the one we just had in Chile. And maybe,
so maybe this is the event, the Pope openly saying Christ fell at the cross, total blasphemy. Maybe that's the big, maybe it is signaling some new horrid march into evil.
Maybe the people who actually, for a long time, talked about prophecies, they are completely right. That's the truth.
Yeah, maybe we're here. They just announced they're brain shipping the troops. That's in the mainstream news. I mean, it's all. I want to do five more minutes with the other side. I know you got to go. I want to talk about the astrology and how they're into that and the Vatican Observatory that I stayed right next to at a hotel while I was there in Rome at least two of the days because I wanted to be able to oversee what was happening and try to investigate some areas. Let's continue with the phone calls. It's just a very epic time to be alive. And even if you don't believe solar eclipses have important portents, the elites do, folks. That's why we're looking at it. It's like saying that some South Islanders go out and headhunt on the full moon. Doesn't mean we believe in headhunting. It just means these people, from their anthropology, their sociology, do this on full moons. And, well, the elite are into astrology as well and do weird stuff. Sherry in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. My question is about the fact that I don't think the Pope said that Christ was a failure. I think that's media spin that said that.
No, hold on. He said he bodily failed as a human. Yeah. He chose that. That's clear in the Bible. So it's saying he failed, but his message did something later. It is a twisting. But sorry, go ahead.
I think Christ thought he was a failure because can you not agree, Mr. Sergoni, that in our humanity, like Christ said, our humanness, I mean the Pope said about our humanness, that in our humanity, we lack confidence. Our humanity is timorous. We have a hard time believing in ourselves.
Christ is not us.
Christ said to God, why have you forsaken me? He really thought he was a failure, and that's so human.
That's when he's in the garden realizing he's about to get beat to death and tortured, and you're right, his flesh feels like he's been left alone, but then he guts up, he goes through it, and transcends it. Leo?
But Alex, the Pope didn't only put the cross into question in that passage.
The cross is the victory.
He actually said that the cross is only a vessel. I mean, saying that the cross is only a vessel so it's only a symbol, means destroying the whole of Christianity. I mean, the cross is the symbol of the sacrifice that you do with your own life, with your own belief, every day, every minute of the day. I mean, the cross is essential for a Christian. So I wouldn't put this into question at all.
Well, ma'am, I'm not attacking you. I'm going to pull the full transcript. He does say it in a twisted way, so I can see what you're saying, but I've watched it like five times. I'm going to pull the full transcript back in here. Ja'Kari Jackson is just so hot to talk about it. He's not taking a few days off. He's worked like 10 days straight. He's coming in to co-host with Kit Daniels in the fourth hour to go over all this. But Ann Leanne, go ahead.
There is even journalists here in Italy. I mean, I'm talking about some of the most specialized Catholic and Vaticanists that are saying the same thing as McAdoo said. So, I mean, it's not only him who says it. They're saying it also here in Italy, Vaticanists, the experts. So
you're saying folks are saying the same thing our reporters are saying?
Absolutely, yes. I mean,
ma'am, I'm going to let you come back. This is just too important. We're going to go to Robert, Bob, Jay, Mick after that, then let our guests go, and then I'm going to continue with the news we haven't hit yet. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Spread the word.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deal and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the full quote out of the Washington Post of the Pope's full speech. The cross shows us a different way of measuring success. Ours is to plant the seeds. God sees to the fruits of our labors. And if at times our efforts and work seem to fail and produce no fruit, we need to remember that we are followers of Jesus, and his life, humanly speaking, ended in failure, the failure of the cross. So that's stated with a twisted, deep meaning that really informed people would understand. You could see a failure if you were there that day, but it created a great success. But he doesn't say that, knowing to the unwashed masses, Christ failed at the cross, which is the inversion of the entire of Christendom, that the cross is the great victory. It is just over the top. He goes on, another danger comes when we become jealous of our free time, when we think that surrounding ourselves with worldly comforts will keep us and serve us better. And that's his attack for austerity. Yes, it's good to be poor in the service of the poor if that's what you choose. But it's also good to be successful and lift others up and have prosperity. I mean, I've read the Bible. The problem with this reasoning is it can be blunt the power of God's daily call to conversion, to encounter with him. It just goes on with a bunch of socialist gobbledygook. And that's what Leo Zagami was getting at. But look, he's calling for world government. He's calling for global carbon taxes that are a death sentence to many in the third world. I mean, this is the whole globalist project. And they had another pope step down to have him come take over. This is unprecedented. And never had there been a Jesuit pope, because you weren't supposed to have a Jesuit pope, because it was supposed to be the watchdog for the Catholic Church. Zagami, I want to take a few final calls with you. I appreciate all your time, but talk a little bit about the Jesuits founded by the, you know, military officer in Spain and Portugal, Loyola, all of that. And because I have some Catholics email me, call me, and they go, who says you can't have a Jesuit pope? Well, why was there never one before? Then I want to get into the astrology and a few final phone calls.
Well, there was never really a written rule, but it was an unsaid rule. A few years back, I remember in a forum of Jesuits, this question arose, and of course they said it's an unwritten rule, but we don't usually traditionally have a Jesuit pope. This was, as I said, a few years back. It's interesting, I think, in all this context, the prophecies that were given by a nun called Anne Caterina Emmerich, because the prophecies of this nun, I want to just mention a little passage to make you understand how accurate they are. I saw also the relationship between two popes. I saw how baleful will be the consequences of this false church. I saw it increases in size. Heretics of every kind came into the city of Rome. The local clergy grew lukewarm. I saw a great darkness. This was a nun that was almost made a saint by the Catholic Church and is a beata, which is an in-between stage when you are nearly getting to sainthood. So it's not the words of...
That was a German nun, right? Like 400 years ago?
She was basically born, I tell you the exact, she was born in 1774 and she died in 1824. Huh. And she was very important for her visions. The church saw her as very important. And she said, the church is in great danger. We must pray. And she saw this. I mean, it's quite incredible that she saw the scenario of the two popes like we are having these days. I mean, it's shocking.
Well, all I know is whether it's the universities or whether it's the Protestant church, all of it is now just promoting world government, promoting the end of the family. I mean, I've gone to family churches that were kind of mainline Methodists that now sound like a Soviet brainwashing camp. I mean, I've gone to Baptist churches that sounded conservative that now sound liberal, and they're just following their central directives, World Council of Churches, 501c3, government-controlled. It is bad. I mean, and now I know folks in the different psychology departments of universities, it's like, we're banning free speech. Whites are inherently evil. This is white people saying this. It is. They are really making a totalitarian move to crush the West. A, do you agree with that? And then B, why does the elite want to crush the West, the source of their power?
Well, because the next source of the power has to be at a global level, so they don't care if they crush a specific culture, because they want to promote their mondialist culture. So, of course, they crushed nationalism as well as they crushed religious identity. It is not, of course, controlled by them in some way. It is not part of their world.
So there's 1,000 different babbling groups of morons fighting with each other with central government, central religion playing referee.
Absolutely. And I mean, now that we saw the Pope being the spiritual leader of this new world order and Obama being, we have on one side the false prophet and Obama basically being the Antichrist of the situation. I'm not saying that he is the Antichrist.
But it's an Antichrist spirit. It's a model of the great one to come. As the Bible says over and over again, there's waves building, precursors, test towards the final.
But the technology that we have these days is not the one we had a few hundred years ago. So what these people are doing these days, it's incredible. And, of course, it's of much bigger proportions and reaches every single side of this planet. There is no way of escaping.
So now we finally have the technology for everyone worldwide to see the beast in the same hour and to see the talking machine in Jerusalem and to see the miracles and to see all the things that are described that is pure science fiction then, now reality.
Yes, and there is also, as I mentioned in that documentary we did in Rome, the situation of Our Lady of Medjugorje that is creating still a lot of problems within the Catholic Church. Now there is being the mysterious death of a priest recently in Medjugorje, and people are starting to wonder if in some way this death is connected to the fact that the Vatican wants to cast out the Medjugorje visions from their belief system, because they are contrary to what the Vatican is doing these days.
Sherry in Texas, you're on the air with Leo Zagami. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm still here. I just think that Christ, who is divine, became who we were in our humanity as well as in his divineness, to let us know that we can see and live beyond the worldly view. The world is our way. It reflects us. All our lack of brotherhood from sea to shining sea is all reflected in the world. But Christ came to show us a new way. And I think there is something in the Pope that I have to stand up for, because he seems to be able to see beyond the worldly view. And that's why a lot of his things seem contradictory to what the world has always held from a religious standpoint, from a Christian standpoint. Like homosexuality, Alex, I don't want to get off on other subjects, but was it not perhaps not homosexuality, the translation, but shouldn't that have been pedophilia, but that word wasn't available?
Well, I mean, I think Christ, was not there judging people, and folks could always repent. And as I hear what you're saying, I appreciate your call, but ma'am, what the Jesuits put out is pure Ford Foundation, globalism, liberation theology. They fill the immigrants full of hatred, many of them. Still have a lot of beautiful, wonderful people, but they fill them full of all this class envy, all this garbage. And so he's spewing the New World Order project of deindustrialization and balkanization and the end of national sovereignty. And so he sounds all nice up at the top, but when you know the larger agenda, he's pushing what the most vicious, evil globalists want. And you see them giving power to him and all the world leaders lining up, fawning after him, except for Putin. And it's just, it's wild to watch. Leo, quick comment on that. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, it's very important to realize that a few years, I mean, I think it was around 2009, 2010, for example, there was a guy called Don Verze. He's very powerful in the Vatican setup. He just died a couple of years ago. He was starting to promote microchipping. It was just an example to let you know that I think the values that the Catholic Church is promoting are very far from the Christian values of Jesus, and they are as far as you can get. And have nothing to do with
it. Well, that's it. I mean, it's more and more lined up with world government. It's lined up with the technocracy. It's lined up with the mark of the beast.
technocracy. Technocracy that was something that was invented by Count de Simon, who lived in the period, I think it was between 1774 and 1825. Count de Simon was the guy who actually created the basic idea of technocracy that will later be developed by various people in this setup that now became the New World Order, which of course took over also the concept of synarchy. And what they want to do now is to use all these technocrats to take over all the various governments. The technocrats don't really have a soul, they don't really represent the people. We already have them in place here in Europe. You fortunately still don't have them in the U.S. as much as you have them here, even if Obama in some ways is a technocrat. But the ones over here look really the part. They have glasses, they have their own troika agenda, and they're really 100% soulless, and they are zombies of the New World Order who work to achieve power for the families on top that dominate then the high finance, the Vatican together with them. Because, of course, this is a whole setup together with the Vatican made of certain families, of certain interests. There is also other religious leaders involved. We have seen this. I mean, it's a melting pot that in the end wants to install this world government. And this is really the kickstart of it. It is in front of the eyes of the whole world. I mean, the Italian Prime Minister just declared Agenda 2030 to be a great thing, and that we should all look into it.
And it means the end of the family, private property, everything. I mean, they are bringing in a hellish world, saying no vacations, no meat, no air conditioning, no nothing. Just smiling at us with, and then blocking and clean industrialization. I mean, this is the end of humanity.
Trillions, Alex, because this Agenda 2030 needs trillions. Who's going to give trillions? I mean, they want like $5 trillion a month out of us. I mean, they will simply destroy the economies of all countries by doing this.
Absolutely. It's a total consolidation where we're so poor they can dictate absolute terms to us. It is pure evil. Robert in Missouri, you're on the air with Leo Zagami. I'm Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Leo, check this out. When the Pope spoke before the United Nations, have your boys, Alex, cue this up right at the beginning where he starts his remarks. He says, I come in my own name and in the name of the Catholic community. Well, check out John 5:43. I am come in my Father's name and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. I freaked out.
Whoa, exactly. He's like following stuff I've read in like serious, you know, FBI criminology reports about Satanism. What the real Satanists do is they blaspheme and change everything that's key in the Bible. So he says, Christ failed at the cross. The cross is a failure. Guys, cue up Pope Francis' UN address. I want to see that. He said, I come in my own name. Repeat that again.
Yes, the very first remarks out of his mouth, the translator will say it. I flipped out, Alex. He says, I come to you in my own name, in the name of the Catholic community. He did not come in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I never saw him do the sign of the cross while he was here, any of that stuff. This guy is an imposter, and I tell you what, when you cue that up, the first remarks out of his mouth, when he says, I come in my own name, it reminded me of that biblical prophecy, and it really just threw a red flag up in my spirit. And the one lady that said when Jesus was on the cross and he said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? He was actually fulfilling a Bible prophecy from the Psalms when King David was on the run from King Saul. King David said that in the Psalms. Everything Jesus did was fulfilling an Old Testament prophecy. He was God. He didn't lose his faith. He was actually re-quoting stuff out of the Psalms, just like them casting lots for his garments. Everything he did was a fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. He fulfilled over 300 of them, and that's how you know he's the real thing. And I just wanted to throw that out there. But go to that beginning of the UN, it'll flip you out, because he came in his own name. He did not come in the name
of
the Lord.
Sure, we just put up a New York speech he gave, another speech. We're finding it right now, or I can find it. Thank you. So there it is. Transcript. Read the Pope Francis speech to the United Nations. Here it is. Thank you for your kind words once again, following a tradition which I feel honored, the Secretary General of the United Nations, the Pope, to address the Distinguished Assembly of Nations in my own name and that of the entire Catholic community. Wow, so he said in my name, not in Christ's name. That is unprecedented. You're absolutely right. So there you go. Time Magazine with the transcript. Thank you so much. Leo Zagami, I tell you, it just gets crazier, doesn't it?
Well, I hope it doesn't get to the point of the mark of the beast being the microchip, because at that point, you know, I mean, I will, of course, say that everything that's been prophesied is turning out to be true and is dramatically in front of our eyes right now. So we have to pray. Like you said at the beginning of the show, people need to pray for us. I mean, when the Pope went out there the first time and he asked people to pay for him, that was completely wrong, because the church should have enough power to actually give his own blessings to the people, not want people to pray. But he's continuing to say that. He always say, pray for me, pray for me. He is getting
that means pray to him.
Yeah, pray to him. That's what, it's not Ad Majori Dei Gloriam, that's the motto of the Jesuits, but it's Ad Majori Dei of him, basically to the glory of himself, that he's going to the Castros in Cuba, coming to the U.S.
Well, he told Boehner that. I mean, I know if you're in trouble, I'm supposed to pray for you. I do that too, but yeah, he's supposed to be up there as the church leader saying, God's blessing you, not I need the blessing.
That he's taking in that energy because he's a vampire. And that's a Satan. That's satanic for you. I mean, that's Satanism. To take the energy and to, you see, there is a concept which maybe you're not be familiar with, but I want to introduce you to, is the concept of egregore. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
It is the concept of egregore is very important, because a number of people together form a thought, and this thought becomes an egregore, an entity. Now, the egregore of the Catholic Church is one of the most powerful, being more than a billion people who follow this church.
It's a giant mob psychology.
And, of course, if he wants them to pray for him, he's just getting this energy for him. He's not releasing anything to the people like the old popes used to bless people, be caring towards the others. And now instead he wants to pray for me, pray, because I'm doing this, I have to do it, it's necessary. It's like he's really trapped by his own, his own role in the New World Order.
Well, he tries to act humble, but you look at him, he is seething with power.
Well, if sometimes you spot him out of camera, you can really see his real face, and his real look is completely different from what he shows on camera. He's a great actor.
This as a cheap shot. I saw him on Skype during the breaks, and I mean, David Duke looked like a different person when he was not on camera. And I want to say, powerful, scary. I mean, I was going, man, that guy looks, very wolf-like. And I don't mean that as a cheap shot. I mean, maybe I'll get him back on sometime and just, like, catch him during it. Tell him I'm going to be taping you during the breaks, buddy. We're going to catch this on tape. But, I mean, yeah, you see these people, like, shift, and it's scary. We're going to do the whole show with you. Fourth hour is coming up. Stay there. More calls.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out scorebig.com.
And now save even more at scorebig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's scorebig.com, promo code 2424.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
I'll go 5 minutes into the next hour. Alex Jones here back live. Thank you for joining us today. And then we've got Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, and Kit Daniels all together with the fourth hour of post-game wrap-up and also coverage of all the latest news that is breaking. This Leo Zagami interview has been so informative. I just kept it going right into the hour. I hope you can stay with us 5 minutes of the next hour. Briefly, we're offering the best deal ever on the freshest, longest-lasting, highest-quality storable foods you can find out there that are extremely low-cost. It's powered by My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com. We have their full spectrum of meals, and then we have a copy of the very same meals just with our sticker on it, because contractually, as a private labeler, we can then offer it lower than anybody else can sell these meals. That special introductory offer ends October 1st. If you don't have storable food, I think you've really made a grave mistake. This is insurance you can eat. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or InfoWarsStore.com will take you to find Knockout. And I just simply went out there to get the best organic, known valerian root, GABA, melatonin, chamomile, flower extract, L-tryptophan, and a bunch of other known compounds that have been associated with better restful sleep. I'm not going to make any claims here. Just get a bottle. It's $19.95, incredibly low cost. Again, most leading competitors sell a bottle of melatonin the same dose we have for the same price. So these are big pills. I mean, these have a full dose of everything in it. So it all works together with the precursors of melatonin, all of it for what I found to be the best sleep I've ever had in modern times. I slept better, obviously, when I was a kid. As you get older, you have trouble sleeping. But it's amazing. When I forget to take it, I don't get as good a sleep. Knockout, available at InfoWarsLife.com. Prostagard, again, is just the known formula from saw palmetto to lycopene to plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, copper. Everything associated with having a better prostate. Just check it out for yourself. It's documented. We can even really make claims when it comes to saw palmetto. That's recommended by MDs, but I'm not going to do that. Just talk to your own physician, find out about it, or look into the ingredients there for yourself. Big Pharma doesn't want folks to know about stuff like this, obviously, because it's in competition with them. Does Big Pharma have stuff better sometimes? Absolutely. I mean, I go to the doctor sometimes on each stuff. It's just that the system doesn't want competition with Mother Nature. InfoWarsLife.com, Colloidal Silver, Brain Force, DNA Force, Survival Shield Nation 9 on X2. All right, my friend, I don't think I have time to get to the endless loaded calls here, but we'll take a few in the final next segment, and I'll let you get to bed. I know it's late over there in Italy and Rome, but Leo's...
Weapons. Let's talk about this Pope going against weapon dealers when he placed a weapon dealer as the head of his Vatican Bank. Ernest von Friedberg, the biggest weapon dealer in Germany, a Knight of Malta, he placed him after...
Oh, yeah, he wants our guns. He claims he's against weapons, but then he's heavily involved in it.
He is heavily involved. I mean, he's involved up to his neck. He gets all the money from the weapon dealers to his bank, the Yor. I mean, it's incredible the level of hypocrisy of this Pope. I mean, I'm really shocked.
No, I know. He came and spoke against the Second Amendment. We're supposed to just bow down to him.
Because he wants to promote all these immigrants to arrive, you know, here in Europe, in the U.S., basically arriving with all the crime that, of course, unfortunately...
He wants them to be able to have their way and not be, you know, molested for people defending themselves.
Because in Italy, you know, it happened that a couple of 70-year-old, the woman was basically raped and thrown out of the window, and the guy was, his throat was slashed by a guy who was in a refugee center 100 meters away. I mean, and this is what's happening in Italy, so I'm sure that also in the U.S. you have a lot of crime by immigrants.
Well, you're not allowed to say that. They're God, they're allowed to do whatever they want, because, again, the globalists want cheap labor. I mean, I certainly know that... I want to talk about the astrology, because I cut you off earlier because of a break. I never got back into the astrology. A lot of stations are starting to pick the fourth hour up. It's live every day. Sometimes I host. Usually it's other hosts that do a great job. Leanne McAdoo's coming up. Five more minutes with Leo Zagami, and then a full hour of more breaking all this down. Infowars.com/show. Find all the free feeds and everything. We'll be back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Com/show. Infowars.com/show.